Konkurs
World of Languages
z języka angielskiego. Klasa druga. Część pierwsza. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie tekst. Przed jego wysłuchaniem usłyszysz dźwięk. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w trakcie przerw. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Here is the car of the future. This car is the opposite of today's cars. Today's cars are noisy and dirty. This one is silent and clean. Today's cars have wheels. This one does not. It moves like a snail, but much faster than a snail. This car will use electric energy, not petrol or gasoline. It will have batteries that can be recharged instantly from charges in the road. It will also be very easy to drive. In fact, you won't need to drive it, it will drive itself. You will just need to tell the computer, go to X and the car will go there. Also, it will reach X very quickly, much faster than today's cars. It will also be very safe and comfortable. A lot of the technology already exists, but it is very experimental. Already today scientists are developing new materials for the surface of roads. In 50 years from now, perhaps sooner, some new roads will capture solar energy, they will store this energy under the road, and some cars will be able to use it. However, you probably won't ever drive a snail car, even if you're under 20 today. This, perhaps, is the car of the year 2100, the car that your grandchildren will maybe drive. Driving will be nice in the 22nd century. No pollution, no traffic jams, no stress. If, of course, we reach the 22nd century, with all today's problems of global warming, pollution, viruses, and natural resources, nothing is certain anymore. Scientists have lots of ideas about the car of the future, but the future itself is perhaps less sure. Here is the car of the future. This car is the opposite of today's cars. Today's cars are noisy and dirty. This one is silent and clean. Today's cars have wheels. This one does not. It moves like a snail, but much faster than a snail. This car will use electric energy, not petrol or gasoline. It will have batteries that can be recharged instantly from charges in the road. It will also be very easy to drive. In fact, you won't need to drive it, it will drive itself. You will just need to tell the computer, go to X and the car will go there. Also, it will reach X very quickly, much faster than today's cars. It will also be very safe and comfortable. A lot of the technology already exists, but it is very experimental. Already today scientists are developing new materials for the surface of roads. In 50 years from now, perhaps sooner, some new roads will capture solar energy, they will store this energy under the road, and some cars will be able to use it. However, you probably won't ever drive a snail car, even if you're under 20 today. This, perhaps, is the car of the year 2100, the car that your grandchildren will maybe drive. Driving will be nice in the 22nd century. No pollution, no traffic jams, no stress. If, of course, we reach the 22nd century, with all today's problems of global warming, pollution, viruses, and natural resources, nothing is certain anymore. Scientists have lots of ideas about the car of the future, but the future itself is perhaps less sure.
Koniec części pierwszej.